All right, lacrosse fans, welcome back to another episode of Inside the Hive. This is Jake Elliott, your voice of the Minnesota Swarm, and joined, as always, by Alex Shimke of MNSwarm.com. This episode 2 of Inside the Hive will feature none other than the assistant coach, Amy Keynes, and also Jordan McIntosh. We'll look forward to talking to those two in mere moments. But first, Alex, let's get into this thing here. The season is finally underway, as last week, just one game, it featured the Washington Stealth going up against the Rochester Nighthawks. But what a fantastic game it was, as a lot of viewers took in that game, over 7,000 at the game, and seeing the numbers come in from the NLL Network, over 10,000 viewers at its high point on YouTube. What an amazing opening game of the NLL season we saw last week.
Yeah, certainly an encouraging sign to see that many people in attendance, likewise watching the game. And solid lacrosse match there to open the season, a one-point win for Washington. Fans got to see Dan Dawson in a Nighthawks jersey for the first time this year, and then obviously a lot of scoring power over there with Washington with Reese Dutch and those guys over there. And were you at the game, Jake? I know you were talking about that one.
Yeah, no, I didn't quite make it down to there. I decided to stay home and watch a little NFL football as well as the lacrosse game online, but I did have a chance to take that game in. And it's funny you mentioned Dan Dawson and a Rochester Nighthawk. A hard time. You know, I know he hasn't been around that many teams, but I really had a hard time seeing number 6 in a Nighthawks uniform. I don't know what your take on that was.
Yeah, it certainly was different, but, you know, he's a guy that's kind of bounced around a little bit, so to speak, the past couple of years, you know, Boston and then to Philadelphia and then to Rochester. But, you know, he adds another pretty scary dynamic to that team that's coming off the Champions Cup. So it'll be interesting to see how they fare out this season. Unfortunately, you know, the Swarm, we won't get to see them this year, though, in action.
Yeah, the Stealth, our Western rivals, pulled out a 13-12 victory in that one, a late goal by Ethan Iannucci. A beautiful goal to seal the victory in that one. The Stealth will get their season going at home against those Stealth, but first a couple of road games. One will be, our first one comes on the 12th against the Buffalo Bandits, and then we're in Toronto a couple of weeks later. Going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a tough road to hoe, starting off on the road with a couple of tough opponents in Buffalo and Toronto.
Yeah, you're talking about two very, loud atmospheres to play in. We haven't played in Toronto since 2009. Buffalo isn't always a very tough barn to play in. You know, last year coming off a win against Buffalo at home, though, certainly has to give our team some confidence heading in there. Toronto, we've seen them in the preseason in the past, but for the most part, these teams will be pretty new to each other. So two good tests, though, Jake, to see, where this young Swarm squad is entering 2013.
Absolutely. And, you know, once the fans have something to look forward to is that the Swarm unveiled their new uniforms over the last couple of days. First the home blues and then the whites. And I know I may be a little biased here, Alec, but I had a look at these things and talking with the big boss a little earlier in the year, mentioning that they've taken the stripes off the arms, and I kind of gave him a look like, man, I don't know about that. But once I actually saw these uniforms and just the way they kind of pop off, I may be a little biased here, but I just think they're the best uniforms in the league by a long shot.
I completely agree with you. They're outstanding. And, it might help us in the press box a little bit, being able to read the numbers on the sleeves a little better this year. I know we just got Jordan McIntosh on the line right now, and we posted a picture of Jordan's jersey, the blue one, on our Facebook and Twitter page. That'll be the Swarm's new home uniform this season, and we'll be wearing our whites on the road, Jake. So we'll have to get Jordan's take there as well.
Yeah, we'll absolutely do that. As you mentioned, Jordan McIntosh now on the line, ready to come inside the Hive. Mac, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Jumbo? How you doing?
I am doing excellent, my friend. What's going on in Neverland today?
We just had practice. Now we're just kind of chilling out. Gonna cook up some dinner soon.
Nice. What's on the menu? I know Benny's usually the head chef at Neverland. What's on the menu tonight?
I think we're making some pasta, some chicken. A little carbo loading before the weekend here.
Absolutely, smart idea. Professional athletes, go figure. As I know, most guys have made it back to Neverland. I know Corbin got in a couple of days ago. Jay Card will join you guys a bit later, but maybe give the fans a bit of a rundown. I know Nick Billick not in Neverland this year, but maybe give the fans a rundown on how the setup, who's rooming with who, what how it all stacks up there in Neverland, how things are going there.
Oh, well, it's there's 10 of us this year. So last year we had 9, so we're growing. Right now, me, Corbin, and Suits, we're the only house that's stuck together from last year. We are in a separate building, though, so we have a little bit of walk to go over and see all the boys. But Hank, Joel Henry, Krepensek, and Shane Jackson are in an apartment. Then Pat Smith and Ryan Masters. And right now, Benny is solo until Jay gets back in about a month.
Interesting. Interesting dynamic there. And good to be back with all the boys, I take it.
Yeah, yeah. We've been having a lot of fun so far. So, you know, I'm sure it will be just as fun or more fun than last year.
Now, we should probably get to some serious stuff here. I saw on Twitter you posted a couple of days ago there was quite the heated debate over a couple of TV shows, Seinfeld or Friends. I know what side you're on, along with myself, Seinfeld. I imagine, Alec, you kind of strike me as a Friends guy here, but let us know how it all shook down there with that Seinfeld-Friends debate going on at Neverland.
Yeah, well, Ryan Masters, he brought the 10-DVD set or the 10-season set of Friends down, and I nearly puked because I'm not a big fan of Friends. Me and my friend Alex Krepensek are big Seinfeld fans, big Larry David fans. If you've ever seen the show Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the best shows on TV. And so then we got in a little bit of a debate and found out that there were some Seinfeld haters in Neverland. So we wanted to put that out to the Twitter airwaves and see what people thought. And Seinfeld won by a pretty substantial number of votes. So I think that's all we need to tell.
I think I only saw, you know, the people that were on the Friends side come back as female, so that might tell you something right there.
Yeah.
Now, I also saw that there was a new addition to Neverland. A pool table showed up in one of the rooms. I saw Shane Jackson was the big winner. How did you make out in that pool tournament?
Yeah, so we were bored there the other day, and I'm a pretty big online shopper. I like to check the net for stuff, and I was on Craigslist, and Suits was saying he wanted a pool table for the house, so I found one for, it was $100, and we went down and picked it up, and Shane didn't tell us until after the tournament that he used to go to a pool hall every day, or every week with his dad when he was younger, so he was just a shooter and killed us and took all our money, so I think I was like fourth place, pretty bad showing.
No contest for Jacko, I see. So let's get into the lacrosse side a little bit here. You're coming off a pretty successful summer. You win a Man Cup with Suits and Watt and TC and the coaches. Maybe just talk about your summer experience a little bit and what it was like to hoist that Man Cup.
It was pretty amazing. I really didn't think I was going to be playing too much summer ball because I was doing the MLL thing and doing a lot of camps, but when I got traded to Peterborough, that kind of changed as I, you know, obviously wanted to play with that team. They're such a great team. And, you know, just I learned a lot playing there. And yeah, winning the Man Cup is, you know, probably the second best thing to it in an NLL championship. So it was an exciting time for me.
A couple other things you've been involved in. I know I saw you in Hawaii in late October with the under 25 developmental team, and you're also a part of Team 22, which took a trip to the Bahamas a week later. So you got Hawaii and then the Bahamas a week later. Not too shabby there. And maybe just talk a little bit about Team 22 and how that experience has been.
Yeah, it's been pretty awesome. Me, Suits, and our rookie there, Kyle Matisse, are part of it. And, you know, it's the equipment supplier of Under Armour. So we get to test out and show off all the new gear. So it's, you know, any lacrosse player's dream just to have, you know, a room full of equipment. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And obviously the trips there that you spoke of are pretty fortunate to do that stuff. So I'm going to keep going as long as I can, as long as I can.
Yeah, and I also noted, I mean, you probably post more pictures of free stuff than anybody I follow on Twitter. But the last thing I saw was a new company that you seem to be promoting called Rip Netlax, and I can't say I know a whole lot about that, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a new company that I'm working with. It's called RipNet, and it's a lacrosse app for your smartphone. Basically, it integrates your schedule, all your games, and your points website, and just kind of keeps you updated on, you know, your all your stats across all your teams. And it also connects you with other lacrosse players all around the country just to kind of monitor how everyone's doing. So it's a really cool app, iPhone and Android. So if you have one of those phones, I'd definitely check it out. It's called RipNet.
There you go, fans. Check it out, RipNet app there, sponsored by Jordan McIntosh. I know I talked to you a little bit about this at training camp, Jordan, but you're noticeably bigger this season, and you know, most of it's muscle. Maybe you can explain to the fans here what was the reasoning behind that.
Just you always got to try and improve. I think if I were to take this off season and say, you know, I had a pretty good rookie season and I don't need to do much, I think I would have taken a step back this season. And I think you just always need to strive to be better. Obviously, we didn't reach our final goal for improvement. And I think that there was some parts of my game that were kind of lacking last year, and I did my best in the offseason to kind of try to address
them. Well, speaking of the upcoming season, we play our first two games in the road, and it looks like we'll be without our captain, Andrew Suter, for those first two games, which means you're going to take the majority of the faceoffs. Is that something you've been working on in the offseason, and maybe do you have any new tricks in store for this coming season in the faceoff dot?
Yeah, that's been my main focus. Like I said, you know, improving on the things that I thought I struggled with last year. I think it was just a big change for me. And to start the season, I felt pretty comfortable. But as the season went on, I know my numbers kind of tailed off. So I really worked hard on that. Worked with some friends from college and a couple guys on the Rochester Rattlers who I play for in the summer. And I think I've really increased my hand speed and stuff. So I should be able to, you know, increase on those numbers and get us some more possessions.
Well, that will be huge. As we played a couple of exhibition games and had some scrimmages. I know you were out for a little bit of that, but I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on the team overall after seeing them play in those first two exhibition games and leading into the season opener coming up here in Buffalo.
Very, very optimistic. I think in our locker room right now we have a championship caliber team, and we definitely have a team that is going to make a run for a Champions Cup. I think we only got better from last year. More athletic, bigger, way bigger. And I think that's what's going to bring us success in this new NLL. You got to be athletic. You got to be fast. You got to be able to transition the ball. And I think that's all of the parts of the game that we have right now.
Now, leading up to our first contest against those Buffalo Bandits, I've never had a chance to see a game in Buffalo, but maybe you can just, you know, let me and let the fans know what you can expect playing a game in Buffalo, and maybe more importantly, what do the Buffalo Bandits bring to the table that's going to cause the Swarm some problems?
It's definitely one of the more intimidating arenas to play in. They obviously have one of the bigger crowds in the league, and they have a very, very loyal fan base. So playing there is definitely a hostile environment. I think that's another team that went with the younger approach. They got rid of some of their guys that have been in the league a while and picked up some solid rookies. So I think they're going to be a lot different from last year in that they're going to be a lot more run and gun. But they still have those older guys there that are great leaders and obviously great scorers. So I think they're going to be obviously a tough challenge. Anytime you go into Buffalo, it's going to be one heck of a game. So I think we're really excited to get started, though. It's been a while since we've been together, and even out there at practice today, you could tell that the boys are ready to go.
Yeah, it seems like it's been forever, and I'm going to have to wait a couple of weeks longer before I get back with all you guys back in Minnesota on the 26th, but I wish you the best of luck in the first two contests. I appreciate you coming inside the Hive here. I'm going to turn you over to Alex Shimpy, who's got some questions coming in via Twitter and Facebook from the fans, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, Jordan.
Thanks, Tremble. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Hey, Jordan, we'll start on Facebook here with some fan questions. This one comes from the Corporal John Hoffman. He asks, how has your life changed in the last year with all the success and accolades you have earned with the Swarm, Lakers, Rattlers, and Team Canada?
It's been pretty great. How has it changed? It's been a lot more lacrosse. Lacrosse is life now. That's pretty much all I do every day, 365 days a year. So that's a pretty awesome thing to kind of do what you love year round, and I really enjoy it. So try not to let any of these accolades or anything that you said go to my head. Just want to keep working hard and keep getting better.
Another question from the corporal here, and you kind of touched on it, but he just writes, how are things going in Neverland so far with the new pool and ping pong tables?
There's been a lot of late nights. We can't get the guys out of our apartment, which is becoming an issue. Suits is going to have to start playing security here to kick guys out a little bit earlier. We're not going to get enough sleep.
I know we were talking about this. This is a little different for you guys this year in Neverland. A lot colder and a lot more snow. How have you guys adapted to that this year?
It's definitely way colder. I know my first day out here, I was freezing. Just wearing a sweater, and I immediately went out and got a nice big winter coat. So I think we're going to have to bundle up a little more than last year. We got pretty fortunate with the weather last year. It doesn't look like we're going to be lucky again.
That's right. Next question for you. This one comes from Joel Clark. He writes, J-Mac, is there any community music that plays in Neverland?
Community music? We just kind of bounce around on the Pandora station. I don't know, whatever we're feeling. Everyone's kind of got a different taste in music. The only thing I don't really like is country, and that's Ryan Dinesh's favorite, so we try and keep him out of the apartment for that.
Last question. This one actually comes from a Neverland guy here, Ryan Benesh. He writes, where does Mackie find his pants?
Ryan. Ryan's just, trying to get a rise out of me. We were working out yesterday, and we got in a little bit of a wrestling match, and I tapped him out. So he's still a little bitter from that. I'm sure he's just trying to get back at me.
Well, hey, we'll probably have Ryan on here pretty soon, and I'm sure that you can submit a question, we can get back at him for you.
Perfect.
I gotta get one more in here for you, Jordan. I saw this one come in on Twitter just a few minutes ago, coming from our super fan, Maddie. She wants to know whether you're going to step up like Alex Suits and Benny did last. He's offered. So I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Definitely. 100%.
All right. You heard it here first, Maddie. Go find number 24 in a Swarm jersey, and he's good for at least 5 or 6 boxes from you.
Absolutely.
All right. That was Jordan McIntosh. I appreciate you coming in, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
We're ready to welcome inside the Hive assistant coach Amy Keynes. Keynesy, are you there?
Yep, speaking. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. How are things back in Minnesota right now?
They're good. You know, busy preparing for this week. You know, we're on the road our first two games, so, you know, a lot of preparation in this back home here. So just look forward to getting it going.
Yeah, I know Buffalo is a place that you spent some time playing in your National Lacrosse League career, but we'll get to that in a little bit. The first thing I always like to ask people who come inside the Hive for the first time, Keynesy, is how did you get your start playing lacrosse?
My dad actually put me into us to keep in shape for hockey when I was 5 years old playing, and just had a natural love for it. He was actually my first coach, and he knew nothing about the game, but he was on the bench for our for our first championship, and he ended up retiring after that, so he always tells me that story.
That's a nice way to go out on top, and I know that me and you have known each other for a long time. We actually spent a few years playing together, but I don't know if the fans of Minnesota may know the extent of your career, so maybe just give us the Coles notes of, you know, your lacrosse career and how you ended up and finally ended up in Minnesota.
Well, actually, you know, played in Windsor Minor lacrosse growing up, and then I got drafted to Sarnia Junior A, played 5 years in Sarnia Junior A lacrosse. And then after that, I went out west and played 4 years for the New Westminster Salmon Bellies, which was a great experience. Then I came back east and started playing for Brampton Excelsiors. And at that time, I was playing in the Winter League for the Columbus Land Sharks. I moved on to Montreal Express and then ended my career with the Buffalo Bandits. And actually won a Man Cup with Brampton Excelsiors. Played a few more years in the MSL and played for Akwesasne and ended with Barrie. So I was on a few teams and were able to win a championship and just had a fun time doing it. And actually met my wife in Columbus, and that's how I ended up in Minnesota. She's got family here, so this will be my fourth year coaching with Minnesota.
Yeah, it's been quite the whirlwind of teams, and you've covered a good part of North America in that time, and now you end up in Minnesota, and I know, you know, you and your wife are very happy here in Minnesota. You already have one baby together, little Carter, but mm-hmm. I hear there's a rumor swirling around that there's big news in the Canes family. Are you ready to break the big story here inside the Hive for everybody?
Yeah, there's another one on the way, so we're real excited about that. You know, it's I thought Carter was a handful, but having another one is going to be pretty crazy. So we're excited. You know, the families are excited, and I think everyone's wishing for a girl as rough and tumble as Carter is. So we'll see. We're not gonna see what it is this time. It's gonna be a surprise. So we're pretty excited.
Well, careful what you wish for, because I got a little girl, and let me tell you, she's a handful herself. So whatever you get, I'm sure it's going to be happy and healthy, and congratulations to you both. Now, I know you're a very fashionable guy. You always got the nice fancy shirts and the slick suits. I'm kind of wondering where that comes from.
That's all my wife. She dresses me. I guess I'm her little Ken doll. She likes to buy stuff for me. My suits, everything is her. You know, once in a while I'll pick out a shirt and tie, but for the most part it's Brooke. So she's to credit with that.
Well, I just picked up a new suit for the opinion on it, but now I guess you're going to have to get Brooke out to a game so I can get her opinion, because I know it's well known around the league that you're one of the most stylish guys dressed in the National Lacrosse League. So we're going to have to get Brooke out to a game so I can get her opinion on my new suit. I heard you're up in Prairie Island the last couple of days. Let us know how things are going up there.
Good. We took a little time off over Christmas. They actually just put a brand new floor in the community center. So we're up at Prairie Island Indian Community Center. A beautiful new floor, so we got our first practice on there. We had about, I think, 25 kids out. We had Alex Krepensek out there with us, and, you know, the kids loved it. And Mike Holvig, our other coach, was out there, and we just ran through some drills and then had a nice little scrimmage at the end. And, you know, it's good to see. You know, I asked the kids, did anyone get anything lacrosse-orientated for Christmas? And pretty much all of them raised their hands. So, you know, they're into it, and they really, you know, really love the Swarm, and they – you know, love the program that's going on out there. So, you know, there were some new kids out there, which was great to see. So,
I was going to ask you a little bit about that. You've been at that for a while now. Has the growth and the progression, the skills, is that something that's been steadily increasing and getting better as the more time you spend up there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have some of the kids we started with, looking back at pictures 3 years ago, that were in high school now. Now they're in the high school and competing in the YBL high school division. And then we got kids that are coming up on the 5th, 6th. So we actually have three teams. We started with one. Now we field three teams, one at the fifth and sixth grade level, then seventh and eighth grade, and then now a high school. So we're pretty busy down there, and myself and Mike are coaching all three teams. So we're pretty busy with the kids, but it's a big support. You know, the high school kids will come and watch the fifth, sixth kids play, and vice versa. So it's, you know, it's still a community with the three teams. It's not, you know, and we practice all together. So it's a bunch of different age groups, and all the kids get along. The older kids help the younger kids, and the younger kids look up to the older kids. So it's a nice little program we got going.
Yeah, and speaking of being busy, you're also the coach of the Minnesota Gophers lacrosse team. I mentioned last year a pretty successful season for you there. What's the squad looking like this year? What are the expectations for the Gophers this season?
You know, we look good. We're young and fast, and we didn't really graduate anyone. And our weak spot, we thought coming into the year, was going to be our goaltending, but we have five goalies on our roster, which any given one of them can start. So we're pretty happy with that. We look down our attacker. Attack look good. Midfield is probably the strongest since I've been there, you know, for 4 years. And our defense is coming along. And, you know, our expectations for the year is, you know, we want to get to the national tournament and compete. So, you know, it's not an like bid if you won your conference. And we always would play Duluth, so it's not an automatic bid. So we had to toughen up our schedule a little bit this year, and we're looking to knock off some of the ranked teams and get to nationals this year.
That's great. And, you know, it really seems, and I know you've had a big part to do with this, speaking with Amy Keynes, assistant coach of the Minnesota Swarm, that lacrosse in general in the state of Minnesota has really started to blossom since the arrival of the Swarm and yourself putting in all those efforts with all the teams around there. You know, maybe just talk a little bit about from your first year to what you've seen now and how many more kids are playing and how the level of lacrosse has grown.
Oh, it's been amazing since, you know, my 5 years here. It's been crazy. I remember going to my first lacrosse camp where there was about 60 kids, and just the talent level wasn't, you know, what I was used to where I grew up and had played. And it's just to see it grow in the 5 years where we get some kids that are, you know, coming out of Minnesota and playing Division I lacrosse. You got Hurley that played, Baxter, Colin Achenbach. All these local guys are getting, you know, to play Division I, and it's showing the kids that they can go off and play in college. So it's, you know, there's a lot more kids trying it, and it's such a big hockey state that it's, I think, a natural fit for a lot of the lacrosse guys in their off season of hockey, or the hockey guys that play lacrosse in their off seasons. And it's and a lot of them are starting to like lacrosse a lot more than hockey. So it's good to see. And even with our youth box league, when we first came out here, we started it. There was 180 kids, and it's grown to well over 1,000 with both division, high school and youth. It's, I think, over 1,200 kids. So it's just amazing to see the growth in such a short period of time.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive stuff, and you should be pretty proud of yourself and the Minnesota Swarm for getting that going. Let's get back to the Swarm here a little bit. My second training camp, but you've attended several. Just give us your thoughts on how you think this year's camp went, and maybe who or what stood out for you.
It was a very competitive camp, and, you know, I think last year's and this year's have been, you know, two of the best camps that I've been associated with. I've been to a few where, you know, the veteran guys come in and kind of use the camp to get in shape. And, you know, our guys know better that, you know, you need to come to this camp in shape because we're going to put you to the grinder. And I think it showed. And I think, you know, a lot of guys that stood out to me were not even the rookie guys, because I expected that from the rookie guys coming in trying to make a team. But some of the veteran guys that just pushed each other, you know, you got Mitch Belisle pushing guys every set, and just guys like that really impressed me that, you know, even though they, on paper, they probably know they have a spot, they didn't really go to training camp with that mindset. So that's the kind of thing that stood out to me.
So the first game is finally here. It comes up on Saturday against the Bandits. You mentioned the career, and I asked Jordan McIntosh the same thing. I've never had a chance to watch a game in Buffalo, but maybe just let the fans know what, you know, the Swarm can expect on the field and what they can expect going into Buffalo to play in a hostile environment.
It's a loud arena. You know, they pack that thing to the roof, and you know, we have to go in there with a focus and a mindset that stuff doesn't matter. You know, a lot of these guys have played in this league and kind of know what barns are going to be the ones where, you know, they're going to get yelled at the most. And I think, you know, we've prepared them enough to know, you know, at training camp that, you know, first game is in Buffalo, and not to, you know, sweat the little things like, you know, the crowd and being on the road. You know, it's going to be how they react to it.
So what do you think the Swarm need to do on the field to be effective? What's going to be, you know, the keys to victory there?
You know, I think, you know, just to stay into our game plan and not lose focus and concentrate too much on what Buffalo's doing. I think a lot of the success we had last year was that people couldn't prepare for us because we were so young and energetic and had, you know, young, good, big, strong athletes. So I think we need to focus on our game first and foremost, and then prepare for what Buffalo's going to do secondhand. I think, you know, we're such a, you know, an athletic team that we kind of just, you know, have to weather that initial storm playing in that arena and not worry about all the little things, like I said, and just go out and play our game, and I think we'll be fine because Buffalo's going to be fired up to play us at their home opener. So, you know, we need to weather that storm at the start and then just, you know, fall into our game and our game plan.
Well, it sounds good. I wish you the best of luck in Buffalo, and then a couple of weeks later in Toronto, I'll see you on the 26th for our home opener inside the Hive at XL Energy Center. I know Alec has some questions here from fans and on Facebook and Twitter, so I'll turn you over to Alex Shimke here at Kansas. I appreciate you coming inside the Hive.
All right. Always great to talk to you, Jake.
Kansas, a couple questions here on Facebook for you. We'll start with Joy Schmidt. She writes, Amy, how are you going to get the Hive buzzing from the beginning of the season?
I think just the excitement of the new year, you know, with everything going on with Minnesota sports, with the hockey lockout and, you know, some of the teams not living up to their expectations. I think, you know, the Swarm are coming off our best season. So I think it's just natural that people are excited to see us play again. And like I always tell new fans that haven't come out to a game, it's, you know, the fastest game on 2 feet. And once you come watch a game, you're going to be hooked.
Absolutely. That's a great point. John Hoffman, Corporal, writes, what will the team need to do to overcome the absence of Andrew Suter for the first two games? And for fans that are listening in, you know, Suter suspended due to a game misconduct penalty that he sustained last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough when you lose a guy like Suter and a leader, but, you know, we have a lot of leaders on our team. You know, we have the Gilberts and the Belisles, and you know, you look down the road, I think, you know, the Benesches, just natural leaders. They might be not as outspoken as Suter in the dressing room, but, you know, when they talk, and especially with an absence of a guy like Suter, I think other guys are going to step up and be our leaders. And, you know, and we have a great coaching staff that's going to prepare the guys to play without Suter, and we'll can't wait to have him back, but, you know, we got to do what we need to do to win games when he's not in the lineup, so, or any of our guys aren't in the lineup, so we just have to focus on what's in the dressing room for Buffalo.
We'll end on this question. It's a fun one, again, from John Hoffman. He writes, which CC has a brighter future for the Swarm, Callum Crawford or your son Carter Kane?
Well, I hope Crawford can put up some points in the next few years because Kyra will probably be chasing his records down.
And Carter was helping you out as well today in the office. Kind of cool to see you guys are putting the helmets together, the new helmets for the 2013 season, and Carter was there with his dad helping out.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We gave Carter a stick and let him loose, and I think you, Alec, you felt some wrath of his little flashes there.
Jumbo, I got a couple of bruises. I might need coming up.
Well, yeah, that was my forte, setting picks. It wasn't scoring goals, so I might be able to help you out there.
Well, sounds good, Coach.
All right, Andy, we'll let you go. I appreciate you coming inside the hive here, and best of luck in Buffalo.
All right, thanks, guys.
That was assistant coach Amy Keynes joining us inside the hive here. Big thank you to him and also Jordan McIntosh for coming inside the hive. Alec, more great stuff there from Mac and from Amy on, you know, what to expect here for the season opener and what the fans can expect here all season long.
Yeah, thanks again to Jordan and Amy for coming on. Great interviews there, Jake. Certainly an exciting time of the season as everyone's been itching at this moment. You know, these guys living in town, just Jordan mentioned, they're just coming off a great practice this afternoon. Amy, you know, everyone in the office is working hard, getting the equipment ready to go. You know, only Friday we'll be flying out bright and early in the morning. And, you know, we're looking forward to getting out to Buffalo, a place we've been quite a bit with flying out there for training camp already this season.
Yeah, I know, you know, since that sad day in April, I've been waiting for this one to come around. It seems like it's taken forever, but it's finally here. As the season opener gets going Saturday night from Buffalo, as the Swarm will open up the season on the road. And then, of course, a couple of weeks, we've got to take a week off, and then we're in Toronto on the 25th. And then a quick turnaround as we'll come back to the XL Energy Center inside the Hive for our home opener on the 26th. And, you know, I'm really hoping the fans get behind this Swarm last year, Alec, and just pack the Hive and get behind this Swarm franchise.
Yeah, we ended on such a good note last year in the regular season, the Colorado game, close to 12,000 fans. You know, the game was on national TV. Obviously, the team didn't perform as well as they would have liked in the playoffs, but, you know, really ended the regular season last year on such a great note. And talking with many fans just through a couple of appearances recently, I know you guys are excited to get out and support this team and, you know, really excited to see those four first-round draft picks as well. And, Jake, I know, I don't know if we've mentioned this yet, but Brock Sorensen has been cleared to play. He will be in the lineup for Buffalo, and that is certainly very exciting for the Swarm and for our fans to see the highest draft pick in team history suiting up this weekend.
Wow, that is big news. I had not heard that yet, and you're going to hear it for the first time right here inside the Hive. Our number two pick overall, Brock Sorensen, will play in Buffalo, and that is good news. Let me tell you, fans, you are going to love watching number three in a Swarm uniform. We're just about out of time here inside the Hive, so I want to thank Jordan and Amy one more time for coming in. I want to thank all the fans for listening as well. Also, a thank you to NLL Radio and MNSwarm.com. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes at Inside the Hive. You can find us there so you never miss an episode. And for Alec Shimke, who you can find on Twitter at Alec_Shimke, and you can find me at PXP for Lax. For the fastest game on 2 feet, we'll see you inside the Hive.